innovation and diversity to public radio programming.
Europe Today from the BBC was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, florist, caterer, and eclectic bistro, serving lunch Monday through Friday, located at University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana. English Hedgerow delivers distinctive bouquets, plants, gift baskets, and gourmet catering throughout the Champaign-Urbana area.
It's 12:30. This is the Afternoon Magazine. More than 1,200 listeners contributed more than $211,000 to WILL during our fall membership campaign. 154 made their first contribution. Thank you so much for your support. 12:31 now. Our technical director this afternoon for the Afternoon Magazine is Henry Frain. My name is Celeste Quinn, and Tom Rogers joins us now with AM 580 News.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. Talks have bogged down between union members and an 8-county cooperative that supplies teachers and services for children with disabilities. The Eastern Illinois Area for Special Education employs about 300 people. 29 school districts from Douglas County south to Effingham County use its services. But union members and administrators have not been able to come to terms on a contract since talks began over the summer. The cooperative's director, Michael Alt, says the next round of bargaining will be done with a federal mediator. But it's not the first time contract talks have had to resort to mediation.
I've been part of this process since we first bargained a contract back in 85. And we've always come to a resolution eventually. So, yeah, I'm confident we will again.
Alt won't say what's keeping the two sides apart, but union officials say salary and insurance have been sticking points. Teachers say they're among the lowest paid in the region. The University of Illinois Police Department should have a new permanent chief next New Year's Day. Pending trustee approval, Barbara O'Connor will take over the post then. O'Connor comes from a similar position at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst. She's held that job since 2001. She'll succeed interim chief Jeff Christensen. The last U of I police chief, Oliver Clark, retired last year. Security video showing that an Aurora radio tower's lights were on just before a fatal medical helicopter crash has answered an important question for authorities. John Brannan of the National Transportation Safety Board says the video from a train station parking lot shows the tower's lights flashing before last week's crash. Brannan says the flashing stops around the time that the Air Angels helicopter clipped a guy wire and crashed, killing all four people aboard. He says the helicopter isn't visible on the video, which isn't being released to the public. With no sign that the aircraft had engine problems, a key question had been whether the tower's lights were on. There could be massive crowds in downtown Chicago on November 4th. Illinois U.S. Senator Barack Obama will host his election night festivities in Grant Park. Tasha Flournoy has more.
The rally will take place in Hutchinson Field. That's the same place headliners at the Lollapalooza Music Festival played to record crowds earlier this summer. Chicago residents in Grant Park this morning, like Dave Heron, say it's an ideal location.
I just live right down the street, so I can walk down there on election night. Might be fun.
The event is not without some controversy, though. Some media outlets are upset they have to pay for prime seating at the election night rally. I'm Tasha Flournoy.
An Army contractor that recently finished destroying a deadly nerve agent stored in western Indiana will hold a public celebration this weekend, marking the milestone. The event Saturday at South Vermilion High School in Clinton will include speeches by officials with the Army's Chemical Materials Agency and the Army's contractor, Mason & Hanger. Workers began destroying the depot's VX nerve agent stockpile nearly 3.5 years ago and eliminated the last batch on August 8th. The project's waste was shipped to Texas for incineration. The Newport Chemical Depot is once the nation's only production facility for VX, a weapon so deadly only a tiny droplet can kill a human. The VX destruction was mandated under an international treaty. Danville's transition this week to automated garbage trucks is yielding some high marks in both the city and residents. The vehicles are equipped with a mechanical arm to lift and empty new containers. It requires only one employee to operate. City officials say the trucks not only save time and avoid worker injuries, but free up staff for other duties like stormwater regulations. Meanwhile, some residents have praised the less noisy vehicles, which operate at idle speed while they make pickups. Bob Scott is the operations manager for Danville's Public Works Department. He says a requirement that all waste be confined to one container has resulted in another benefit.
I don't want to generate more garbage than my toter, so I am recycling more. And what they found nationwide is that kind of, when you go to a toter, an automated pickup, it does influence that and get people thinking more about recycling, which is important for all of us.
Vermilion County has a recycling center. Danville doesn't currently, but Scott says the city hopes to set up several drop-off sites in the next year. Residents who generate more trash than one receptacle will hold are required to contact the city for an additional pickup, but they're encouraged to purchase an extra container. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL programs are made possible by the Beckman Institute, whose Thursdays at 12:20 concert series features performances by members of the University of Illinois School of Music in the Beckman Institute atrium. The Beckman Institute Cafe is open for lunch during the concerts.
It's 12:36. Let's check in now with meteorologist Ed Kieser for a look at our weather. Hi, Ed.